Thank you. Dear investors and partners, I'm Andre Avila, the Chief Financial Officer of Eesti Energia. I'm glad to welcome you on our earnings call for the second quarter 2016 results. You can download the presentation that we will go through from our website. Let's start off with the main part of the presentation. Slide three gives you a summary of the second quarter results. Our sales revenues declined by 18% and EBITDA by 21%. Oil and power prices remain at low levels, and our hedge positions have been rolling off. However, compared to the first quarter, the market situation has been improving, and also the rate of decline in EBITDA has slowed down from 31% in the first quarter. On the positive side, our EBITDA was improved in the second quarter by a retroactive cut of environmental fees and resource taxes, which contributed as one-off positive effect of 13 million euros to our EBITDA and will also support us going forward. We also did some changes in our production plans to take full advantage of this tax cut from the second half of this year. For example, our mining company had their holidays in June. This created 2 million additional costs in June, but they will now be able to work at full speed for the rest of the year when the tax rates are lower. Looking at investments, you can see that Eesti Energia CapEx declined by 63% to 32 million euros in the second quarter. Such drop is in line with expectations. Finally, there was also a decline in operating cash flow by 19% compared to the second quarter of 2015, which is in similar magnitude to the drop in EBITDA. Before we turn to a more detailed overview of our financial results, let's first go through what has been happening at our key markets. On slide four, you can see that while power prices in general remain at low level, Nord Pool Estonia power price actually increased 4% year-on-year and averaged 31.4 euros per megawatt hour in the second quarter. Eesti Energia's Narva power plants continued selling at higher prices compared to the Nord Pool average as we produce more during higher priced peak hours. The price difference was 7% in the second quarter. On a whole, power prices in the Nord Pool markets were influenced by maintenance works and outages of generating units and transmission cables. Price spreads between Finland, Estonia, and the rest of the Baltic countries declined. Our clean dark spread improved owing to higher power price, but also lower market price of CO2. Our financial results are also heavily influenced by global oil prices and this information we have provided on slide five. The average price of 1% sulfur content fuel oil, which is a benchmark product for our shale oil, declined by 40% in euro terms compared to the second quarter of 2015. However, we are glad to note that compared to the first quarter of this year, the price of fuel oil increased by 42% in second quarter. Now, let's look at slide six, where we show a summary of our quarterly financial results by segment. As I already mentioned, our sales revenue declined by 18% and totaled 149 million euros in the second quarter. EBITDA totaled 55 million euros, a decline of 21% year-on-year. The decline was mainly caused by the electricity and oil segments. The results of the distribution network were essentially flat year-on-year. EBITDA from the other segment grew substantially and contributed 12 million euros to the group result. This is where we have accounted for the positive effect from the government's decision to cut environmental taxes. Now, let's look at each of our business segments also separately. Let's start with electricity on slide eight. Our sales volume totaled 1.7 terawatt-hours in the second quarter, so same level as last year. This figure indicates the sales of our includes the sales of our power plant. In our accounting, the sales revenue and costs of our power plant are partially capitalized because the plant is still classified as under construction. Regarding prices, Nord Pool Estonia price increased year on year in the second quarter, but Eesti Energia's average electricity price declined by 12% and equaled 41 euros per megawatt hour. This was primarily due to rolling off of hedge positions. Declining price and sales volume in combination transferred into a 22% drop in electricity sales volume. When talking about hedges going forward, we have 2.1 terawatt hours hedged for the remaining part of 2016 at 36.6 euros per megawatt hour and 1.8 terawatt hours hedged for 2017 at 34.9 euros per megawatt hour. This includes both financial hedges and fixed price contracts with our retail clients. Slide 9 gives an overview of our presence in the Baltic retail power market. Our combined market share in the Baltics totaled 25% in the second quarter, a 0.9% drop. In Estonia, our market share is largest and amounted to 58%. Our market share in Estonia declined due to the impact from the large corporate segment and also due to the decreasing network losses. Now, let's look at slide 10, where we explain the developments in EBITDA from our electricity product, which amounted to 17 million euros, a decline of 47% from last year. The biggest driver behind this was smaller hedge positions, which explains 9 million of the total decline. Also, the margin impact was negative, mainly due to higher CO2 cost. While the market price of CO2 has declined this year, our position of free allowances is smaller, so our average cost of CO2 in the income statement was higher. Our electricity sales volume after netting part of our revenues declined, which also had a negative impact on EBITDA. On the positive side, lower fixed cost increased EBITDA by 3 million euros. Moving on to distribution product in slide 12, you can see that both distribution volume as well as sales revenue were very stable compared to last year. On the positive side, network losses continued falling and amounted to 4%, which is 1.2 percentage points lower compared to the second quarter of 2015. On slide 13, it can be seen that these lower network losses have also supported the EBITDA of the distribution segment. Distribution EBITDA grew by 2% in the second quarter and totaled 29 million euros. Unplanned SAIDI amounted to 54 minutes in the second quarter. The increase compared to the year before is attributed to some large summer storms that that happened in the second quarter of this year. On slide 15, we show the results of our third main product, which is shale oil. On average, oil sales price dropped to 198 euros per ton, which was the result of lower global oil prices and lower gains from hedge positions. Regarding hedge positions, we have 66,000 tons of oil hedged for the remainder of this year at an average price of 367 euros per ton. Looking at our sales volume in the second quarter, when this increased by 2%. Oil prices recovered from the lows seen in the first quarter and we resumed sales after storing some oil at the beginning of the year. Our oil production declined as there were more maintenance works in NFIT 280 plant compared to a previous year. All in all, our revenue from oil sales declined by 43% and amounted to 14 million euros. Moving to the next slide, it can be seen that our EBITDA from shale oil turned negative in the second quarter and amounted -3 million euros. This was caused by lower oil sales price and lower gains from derivatives. Oil prices improved in the second quarter to a level where we covered our marginal costs and enabled us to resume sales, but they're not yet high enough to also cover fixed costs. Slide 17 concludes our review of business segments with our remaining products and services. The contribution to EBITDA from these items amounted to 12 million euros. The main factor here is one-off impact from a retroactive cut of resource taxes and environmental fees, which contributed 13 million euros to our EBITDA. The change in relevant legislation was approved just before the end of the second quarter. The new tax rates will have a positive impact on us also going forward, as they make our production assets more competitive. Now let's turn to slide 18 and look at our cash flows. Our operating cash flow totaled 51 million euros in the second quarter, which is somewhat smaller compared to the EBITDA of 55 million euros. The difference is explained in the graph. We had a positive effect of 10 million euros from CO2, as we accounted for the cost of CO2 in EBITDA, but we did not actually buy any CO2 allowances because we have a surplus from previous periods. We also had positive effect of 5 million euros from the reduction in our oil and oil shale inventories. Our working capital items had a negative effect of 18 million euros. This is again mainly explained by the cut of resource and environmental taxes. As a result of a tax cut, our tax obligations for the past period were reduced by 13 million euros, and this has been recorded as tax prepayment in our accounts. We can use this tax prepayment for covering our future tax obligations. The tax cut had an immediate effect on our EBITDA, but it will show up in our cash flow in the future periods. On slide 19, we have compared operating cash flow in the second quarter of this year to the same period of 2015. Our operating cash flow declined by 12 million euros, which is in similar magnitude when compared to a drop in EBITDA in the same period. Compared to the second quarter of last year, the effect from inventories was more positive this year as both our oil shale and oil inventories were reduced. Our working capital items had a relatively more negative effect. This includes the 13 million tax prepayment from a retroactive tax cut, which we will be able to use up in future quarters and also some other items. On balance, the development in operating cash flow has been in line with underlying development of EBITDA. On slide 20, we give an overview of our investment projects. The trend of declining capital expenditure continued in the second quarter. Our total CapEx amounted to 32 million euros, down by 63% from the year before. CapEx spending was mainly made up of investments into the electricity network. Regarding the largest development project, which is our power plant, it has now become clear that the electrostatic precipitators of the plant need to be upgraded before the plant is fully commissioned. Under the terms of EPC contract, General Electric is responsible for making the required changes. There are also sanctions in place to cover our losses related to a delay. General Electric is currently preparing their final proposals for correcting the situation. Meanwhile, the power plant continues operating at loads where the emissions can be kept in compliance with regulatory requirements. Turning to slide 21, you can get an overview of our liquidity profile, which was very solid as at the end of June. Our operating cash flow of 51 million euros was more than sufficient to cover CapEx outflows, so our total liquid assets amounted to 190 million euros as at the end of the second quarter. Eesti Energia's total liquidity buffer was additionally boosted by 150 million euros of revolving credit facilities and 70 million euros undrawn loan agreement with the European Investment Bank. On the next slide, you can see that our debt maturity, debt repayment schedule remains favorable, with only minor repayments in 2016 and 2017. In terms of debt metrics, Eesti Energia's net debt to EBITDA metric increased to 3.4, driven by lower EBITDA. There were also some rating actions in the second quarter. Eesti Energia rating was downgraded by Moody's in April. The rating is now Baa3 with stable outlook. Standard & Poor's confirmed their BB rating in June. The rating has a negative outlook. BBB, sorry. BBB. As one of the final items, let's look at slide 23, where we provide some guidance for 2016. Our outlook remains unchanged from the end of the previous quarter. We forecast that Eesti Energia's 2016 revenues will decline less than 5% from last year's level. For EBITDA, we estimate more than 5% decline from the previous year, result of 266 million euros. As we have seen some improvement in market prices from the beginning of the year, and given that we have new lower tax rates in place, we are relatively optimistic regarding our production volumes of oil and electricity for the second half of this year. Regarding CapEx outlook, we expect investments to decline by more than 5% from last year's level. As for dividends, we expect that Eesti Energia will not pay any dividends this year in accordance with the shareholder resolution. To sum up our presentation, both Eesti Energia's revenue and EBITDA declined in the second quarter, mainly due to electricity and oil segments. Again, we also had a positive effect from reduced environmental fees, and this is a positive development also going forward. In line with lower business volumes and completion of investment projects, our investments also decreased substantially. We have now completed our presentation. In case you have any questions, we would be glad to answer these.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the one on your telephone. Excuse me, sir, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
That's it from our side. If there are no questions, then talk to you again in 3 months. Thank you.